Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Bresud. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bresud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Luplow. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Bressoud moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bressoud moves to third. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Friend covering. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Luplow reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 3, Mets, 3. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromontii hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrison moves to second. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-1 in the game. Justy strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressoud fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bressoud moves to third. Barry Latman now pitching. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bressoud scores. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller is hit by the pitch. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Latman. Cranepool scores. Elliott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Elliott moves to third. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a pop-up towards third. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Latman moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Latman scores. Wynn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. May throws the ball into Aspromonte, who tags Swoboda trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Elliott goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 6-4, Mets. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bresut hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote bunts towards the mound. Latman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grote. The throw from Heath and he is out, Mantilla applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Murphy now playing center field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Friend bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hiller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Hiller reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. It's 7-4, Mets. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hiller trying to get to home. Latman throws to Heath, who tags Hiller for the out. Cranepool moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman pinch hits for Barry Latman. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Wynn goes all the way around to score. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.